Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is Morning Edition on VPR. With the midterm general elections fast approaching, VPR is featuring a series of interviews with minor party candidates running for statewide office. You can hear these interviews in the weeks leading up to the November election on Morning Edition and during All Things Considered. And today we're speaking with Murray Goyma, a Liberty Union Party candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Murray Goyma, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. I'm very honored to be here and very happy to be invited.
What is the reason that you're running to be the Lieutenant Governor of Vermont?
Well, I'm running as a Liberty Union candidate. To begin with, Liberty Union, we actually don't say that we're running for anything. We're perhaps standing for office or offering ourselves as candidates for an office, which is different than running. One of the things that we generally speaking avoid the use of the military technology in the electoral process. But anyway, I am a Liberty Union candidate in order to support the values that are expressed in the Liberty Union platform. Our first article is that the resources of the world should be shared to provide a materially secure life for all people, simultaneously nurturing the planet and its resources for future generations.
I would say that you ran previously to become Vermont State Treasurer, but I will amend that in keeping with your Liberty Union party ethos to say that you once stood for Vermont State Treasurer, I think three different times. Why the shift to Lieutenant Governor now?
The Lieutenant Governor's office creates an opportunity to discuss wider issues.
Let me talk about some of those wider issues. Let me ask how you feel about something like a universal health care bill for Vermont. Would you be in favor of that?
Absolutely. It's insane that we do not provide medical care for our citizens, for people living within the borders of the state of Vermont. In an ideal system, there would be no opportunity to profit from people's illness, from pain. Profiting from pain is the hallmark of our private medical establishment. You have insurance companies that are making a great deal of profit from their intervention in their maintenance of the private medical system.
I think a lot of Vermonters might agree with you on those points, but the question becomes how to pay for it. As you know, then Governor Peter Shumlin, tried to implement single-payer health care and found that the numbers couldn't work. How would you make it work?
Well, for one thing, I think that the question of priorities overall needs to be revisited in the state of Vermont as well as the country. We put a tremendous amount of our money into the military defense, so-called defense system. The money put into the military does not make us as a society or as a state any safer. In fact, it further endangers our lives. That money is being siphoned out of the local economies and state economies and the national economy. That money could be used otherwise.
What about your position on a tax and regulate model for legalized marijuana in Vermont?
I don't think that marijuana should be taxed any more than other herbal products that people use in the state. One of the things I'm concerned about is a taxed and regulated system has to allow space for small growers. And one of the problems with the corporatization of marijuana is that the potential that product can be contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're making marijuana into something like it's a completely this dangerous entity, that this product that could be invading in people's lives, and it isn't that.
The health of Lake Champlain is obviously vital. All of Vermont's waterways are vital. How would you pay for a cleanup of the big lake and the other Vermont waters?
Well, one thing about Lake Champlain is the primary reason, as I understand it, for the lake becoming polluted is the phosphates from agricultural runoff. It may be cheaper to put a commercial fertilizer on a field.
Mm-hmm.
The consequences, however, are not cheap at all. So there are ways in which that runoff can be prevented.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, barriers and plants that grow along the lake. There are many people who have that expertise. Those are the people that need to be listened to.
Last year, Governor Phil Scott passed some gun control legislation after a former student at Fairhaven Union High School was accused of having plans to shoot up the school. Were you surprised with what Governor Scott did with that? Where do you stand on gun control legislation? Do you think, were you against that, or do you think he perhaps didn't even go far enough?
Well, I do applaud him for actually having the courage to put that, propose and enact that legislation. I support the gun legislation as far as it goes, but I think we need to look at the bigger picture of the rise of militarism, the militarism at the core of our culture, and recognize that that's what is operational here, you know, as opposed to arguing about which kind of gun and should be there or shouldn't be there.
Ultimately, Murray Goyma, what would you say to Vermonters about why you think they should vote for you rather than the main party candidates for Lieutenant Governor Don Turner and the incumbent David Zuckerman?
Liberty Union is a socialist party. And a vote for any Liberty Union candidate to begin with expresses a sense that perhaps there are other ways we could be looking at the problems that confront us at this time in our history. Perhaps some of the things that I did would not be very different from what David Zuckerman might propose. One of the things is that I'm not tied to a platform that supports the military, which the Democratic platform does.
Murray Goyma is the Liberty Union candidate standing for Lieutenant Governor of Vermont. I want to thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you.